Joining me right now in studio, one of our good friends, the director of the Free Market Institute over at Texas Tech University, Dr. Benjamin Powell. Dr. Powell, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Chad. Always good to be back with you.
Well, it's always fun having you on. The listeners always enjoy it because you talk economics, free markets, and different policy that is out there. And today we want to talk a little bit about the smoking ban. And you emailed me saying, hey, there's an economic impact here. There's a free market. You know, there's a lesson to be learned about ordinances that are like this all around the country.
Yeah, despite the popularity of these things with the general public around the country, there's no economic case for bans on the smoking in bars. Now, the justification for most people, it's a public health issue. There's non-smokers who have secondhand smoke. This would seem like a classic case that calls for regulation where a smoker spills over part of the cost of smoking onto other people that he doesn't care about, so we need to regulate and stop it. Seems classic and clear-cut, right? But this smoking occurs in private establishments. That means the people who own the establishments have to make rules that best govern the establishment for all of its potential customers and workers. So they have to take account of the effect that this smoke is not liked by some of their customers and workers, mm-hmm. and make policies accordingly. That means there is no spillover. It's in the residual of their profits, or their profit and loss.
Well, and it's one of those things where people know what they're getting themselves into when they walk inside a restaurant, right?
Gee, it's really no mystery when I walk into a smoky bar what's going on. Some people have said, we have to protect people who don't have choices. Oh, hogwash. There's over 500 bars and restaurants in Lubbock, not counting like fast food places even. And that's tons of choice. No one's forced to work in one of these. Some people would rather frequent smoking establishments. Some would rather frequent others. That gives these owners, these private property owners, an incentive to decide what's the best policy for all concerned. And some of them will specialize to cater to smokers, and for that matter, employees who don't mind that environment. And others will cater to non-smokers. And this is the type of freedom we used to have all over this country. And we saw a diversity of establishments, just like we do in Lubbock, of some having a smoking and a non-smoking section, some being all smoking, some being all non-smoking. And it looks a lot different actually in Lubbock today than it did when I was growing up, because then smoking was much more common among the general population, so it was much rarer to have the non-smoking places. Around Lubbock today, the vast majority of restaurants you go into, there's no smoking in them, and that just reflects the norms of society today.
Well, that's the free market, and that's how the free market works.
This is how the free market regulates this already. It's changed the mix from what it looked like in Lubbock 20 years ago to what you see today, and that's just pressure from consumers who would make their voluntary choices of where to purchase meals and drinks around town, and also, for that matter, workers, because if workers don't like working in a smoky environment, it takes the owner having to compensate them more to get them to work there. It's a classic thing in economics that we call compensating differentials. It's why, that's an ugly word, but it's why garbage men earn more money than similarly skilled people, and musicians around Lubbock earn so much less because it's a fun job to do. So the owner even takes account of the preferences of his workers in figuring these policies out.
You know, you hear some of the leaders of the West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition, they'll say, well, no, somebody has to work those jobs, so somebody's going to be impacted. What do you think about that argument that, well, just because one person leaves, someone has to take their place?
Someone does, and some of those people actually might not mind working in a smoky environment, they themselves being smokers. But assume everybody doesn't like working in a smoky environment. Yes, somebody's going to have to take those jobs. But the restaurant or bar owner who pays for those employees is now going to have to pay more to get them. Mm-hmm. So he has to weigh that against the benefit that he gets from extra revenue from the customers who like smoking. This is the balance that dictates the policy for any given establishment.
You know, to me, it seems like this is common sense. Yeah. And it should be common sense for all these type of ordinances that you hear about, whether it be here in Lubbock or whether it be in New York City or wherever. It's let the free market take its toll on these businesses and let the free market decide what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah, there'd be a better case for actually regulating smoking on the sidewalk than inside the bars and the restaurants, because no one owns the sidewalk to dictate the right policies for it. It's not subject to these market forces. There actually is a spillover, but it's small because you're outdoors. So, but the inside ones, there's no economic case for. And actually, fundamentally, outside of economics, there's also like a moral property rights problem here. You know, people who own their own property, whether it's a house or a business establishment, should be free to determine the rules rules that are going to govern what you can do inside of it. As long as everybody's informed of what those rules are, they can either come in or not. But I don't have any right to go into somebody else's property and say, gee, no one should be able to do smoking in here. I think it's fundamentally anti-American, anti-property rights. What it really is not about efficiency. It's about America's busybodies, nannies, and petty tyrants who want to tell the rest of us how to live our lives. That's what it is.
Yeah. Visiting with Dr. Benjamin Powell, director of the Free Market Institute over at Texas Tech University. How much of this do y'all see continuing in this country? Because it just seems like everywhere you turn, somebody wants to regulate something. You know, even today we hear the news about e-cigarettes and vapors, where the American Heart Association, they don't want to fully say it's okay, but, you know, you kind of want to take a look at it. You have politicians in Washington who want to go ahead and regulate it. You have Frisco, Texas, which went ahead and banned them, even though they don't know exactly what they are. Where does this end? How does this end?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. E-cigarettes, these are a wonderful invention for people who are legitimately at risk of getting cancer from their cigarette habits. They can still get their nicotine in a more healthy way. It doesn't spill over secondhand smoke onto people. And there are calls for regulation. It's just about dictating how we live our lives.
Yeah, and I mean, it's time. I think it's, you know, really time for people to stand up and just say enough's enough. We need to stop having nanny staters come in and tell us how to live our lives. You know, we have great examples here in Lubbock where, you know, Caprock Cafe, classic example. They opened up a south location that went, you know, that was completely non-smoking. Their other location within, what, a year? 2 years, maybe? They decided, hey, we're going to flip that one to non-smoking as well, because that's what the market dictated. They saw that they had an increase in revenue that way. Other bars have gone ahead, and it's funny, the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition, they'll bring up some of these, quote, success stories where they have seen bars down in the Depot District or bars on Broadway go smoke free. I mean, they're actually making an argument against themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If they're seeing these other restaurants switching over to smoke free, that's telling you market forces are regulating the choices of these business owners when they decide what policies they want for smoking. So what they really should do, if they want to see more bars with non-smoking, take their dollars and go vote at the bars and restaurants accordingly by going to the non-smoking ones and encourage others to do that. That's perfectly fine. But what they shouldn't do is try to vote through the ballot box instead to make us all do things that we don't necessarily want to.
Absolutely. Dr. Benjamin Powell, director of the Free Market Institute at Texas Tech University. It's fall semester now. Tell folks a little bit about what's going on over at the Free Market Institute.
We've got a great semester of activities planned for the public. The first one's going to be on September 18th. We've got Matt Kibbe, who's the director of FreedomWorks, that organization that does so much to educate people about free markets around the country. He's got a new book called Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff.
Yeah.
He'll be talking about that when he's here. And hopefully we can get him over in studio with you. We also have Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to be here in October. He'll be doing a public lecture for us middle of that month. I'll certainly circle back with you to let you know more about that before it occurs.
Absolutely. Dr. Benjamin Powell, Texas Tech Free Market Institute. Where can people find more information?
FMI.TTU.edu, or just Google Free Market Institute here in Lubbock. You'll
All
find
right.
us.
A lot of common sense happens over at the Free Market Institute.
Good economics and common sense, and trying not to be boring. These don't have to be incompatible.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Chad.